السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد اللہ الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشہد ان محمدا عبدہ ورسولہ. اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد للہ رب الرحمن الرحیم مالک یوم الدین ایاک نعبد و ایاک نستعین اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. گزشتہ خطبے میں
حضور says that in last Friday sermon towards the end of the khutbah in the light of the verses of the Holy Quran I had mentioned that Allah the Almighty grants a lofty position to those houses, those who get some share from the light of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And finding a share from this light, according to the teachings of Allah the Almighty, they always remember Allah Almighty and pay attention to their worship and their good deeds. In this regard, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, the word of advice that he has given to his members of the Jamaat, I would like to mention a few of those today. The purpose of the creation of human beings, Allah Almighty has mentioned, it is the worship of Allah. But how this worship is to be performed and of what type it should be, that has been explained by the Imam of the age, who has been appointed by Allah and who got the maximum share of the light of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the best understanding and perception of the commandments of Allah Almighty was given to him. He has guided us to that in the light of that teaching of the Holy Quran, the understanding of which was given to him. He had a full comprehension of that teaching, and in the light of that I am going to mention a few points. Today we who are called Ahmadis, who are known as Ahmadis, it's a great blessing of Allah Almighty upon all of them that by accepting the Imam of the age, we always get a guidance in each and every matter that we have in front of us. And after Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, through the continuous system of blessed system of Khilafat, and from the center, reminder is given to all the members. This special relationship between Khilafat and the Jamaat, which is getting from strength to strength as a result of this covenant of Baith. So without any anything else, the people are always reminded of that requirement and their obligations. While among other Muslims, they don't have any such arrangement. They are completely deprived of that. During the last few days, a few days ago, I had a meeting with the Qaideen of Khudamul Ahmadiyya and the members of their Majlis Amla. At one point, I told them that you are not acting upon my instructions. After that, Sadr Sahib Khudamul Ahmadiyya came to me. He was overwhelmed with emotions and he apologized in writing and promised that they are going to act upon your instruction fully in future. And also the other members of Majlis-e-Amla, the executive body, they also apologized. So this is the relationship between the Khalifa and the members of the Jamaat. And when we look at that, the heart is filled with gratitude to Allah Almighty, that Allah the Almighty, in this material age, in this material world, in this material country, those people who have got the religious knowledge and those who are busy in their worldly businesses and jobs, but they are the people who, for the sake of Jamaat and for the sake of Khilafat, they are the people who show absolute fidelity and devotion for it. And this is because that Hazrat the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, he has taught us the ways to develop our relationship with Allah Almighty, and the ways have been explained to us. And all our worships are exactly for the sake of Allah Almighty, and they should be like that. And they should be reminding us towards our responsibilities and also towards the responsibility towards other fellow beings. But other Muslims, look at them, they are completely deprived of that. Recently, a non-Ahmadi friend came to see me. He was well educated and he belonged to that category, and he also enjoys a good position in the media. He said that what's the reason that in Pakistan in particular, the mosques are filled with people so much that we haven't seen it for the last 60 years or so. The people who are going to Hajj, pilgrimage, they are in so much large number that we haven't seen it before. And he mentioned so many other acts of goodness, which he counted all of them. Then he said that, why is it so that despite all these things, those results and the impact that should have been there, that we do not see there? And then he said himself that the activities outside the mosque, they are not fair because their hearts are not clean. As soon as they come out of the mosque, in their matters, in their dealings, there is darkness, something unfair which comes there, which is unpleasant that comes there. And then I told him that there is one thing which we should remember, that our worship and our prayers and other acts of virtue that we perform, they would be only useful to us when we are going to analyze ourselves thoroughly. Simply to be happy that we are offering the prayers, or to say that we are showing the Islamic color in our lives from our appearance, from our habits, we are showing that one. This Islamic etiquette is visible. So this is not actually a virtue. Hazrat Muslim Maud radiallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned this sentence which I have just recalled, that although it is the job of the people that they should observe your deeds and doings, but it is your job that you always look at your heart and analyze the situation therein. So if the people say that he is very regular in prayer, he is very regular in observing fast, and he is a man who has performed Hajj pilgrimage, this thing actually does not create the piety. The real spirit of piety is created at that time when people have this realization, whether all these things, I have done it for only for the sake of Allah or not. And for that purpose, one has to peep into one's heart. And when you analyze yourself, then you will be, then the real impact of those acts of goodness will be realized and will be seen. And the second point I said you will not believe it, but the fact is that without accepting the Imam of this age, these good things which you are counting, you cannot perform them in the right direction, in the right way. The influence of Satan upon all these good things always takes the people to very foul results and bad results. And I told him, that person, that if the hearts are not clean and if there is disorder in the and bad thing in their matters, then the reason for that is that they have rejected the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and after that, without accepting the institution of a Khilafat, you cannot come on the right track. And the fact of the matter is that the real way of worship have been taught to us by the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. The Holy Quran is the same, Sharia is the same, but the real perception and comprehension of that, that has been granted to us, granted to the true lover, a follower of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Imam of the age has been given this understanding, and who was having so much, and the love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been created in our hearts by the promised Messiah alaihi salatu wasalam, and he has worked very hard for that purpose. So, to whatever extent we are going to be grateful to this thing, and as a result of that we are going to peep into our hearts, then our worships are going to be useful to us. So this is the responsibility of each and every Ahmadi, that he should be thoroughly studying the ilm-e kalam, the knowledge given to us by the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Those who can read, they should read it. Otherwise, they should understand it and try to live according to that one and spend their lives in according to that. The Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned this point at scores of points, that what is the reality of worship. And in the Holy Quran, in the very beginning, in the Surah Fatiha, in the opening chapter, this prayer has been taught, Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. What is the true meaning of that? Every day we recite in the prayer and we just go over it. And if we see with the sight of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, then we really understand the true significance and import of that. In one place he says that the wording of Allah Almighty, Iyyaka na'budu, there is a deep indication in that one. And that is that Allah Almighty asks his servants to this point, that they should be working very hard in order to obey the commandments of Allah Almighty. And they should always be saying, Labbaik, I am ready, in the presence of Allah Almighty. And they should be saying to Allah Almighty that in our struggle, in our efforts, and following your commandments, and in seeking your pleasure, we are not leaving any deficiency in it, but we are asking your help. And instead of getting into any arrogance or rudeness or in any pride, every action of us should be for the sake of, for your sake. And we help, seek help from you. And we are seeking guidance to that path which will take us to the to your pleasure. And we are very firmly rooted on in your worship. So you make us, count us among those people who are fully obedient to you. And here there is another point mentioned there, and that is the point that the servant says that we only worship thee, and apart from you, whatever is there, we have preferred you over all these things besides Allah, and apart from you, we do not worship anybody else, anything else. and we are among those people who believe you absolutely one and absolutely one. So this prayer is for all brothers. It is not only for that person who actually prays, but it is for everyone. And Allah Almighty has drawn the attention of the Muslims in this one, that they should be befriending other people and have a good relationship with them. And for the goodness of your brothers, he should be putting himself in the same difficulty as he is doing it for the betterment of other people. And he should be taking care of for his brother to fulfill his needs and requirements just as he does it for himself or for his children. And he should not make any distinction and discrimination between himself and his brother. He should be extremely devoted and a well-wisher of that one. This is the specific instruction of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty says, O my servants, like brothers and your lovers, just like as they give a present to one another, so you give the prayer of the gift of the prayer. And for that purpose, you expand the area of your prayers and also create an expansion in your intentions, in your prayers, and also make provision for your brothers. And you become like your brothers and sisters. And this is a book of the Promised Messiah in Karamatu Sadiqeen. I have taken it from there. So this is actually the thing, that how you can create the good impact of your worship, acts of worship. There is a need of expansion in your intentions. If you just consider your own welfare and your own benefit, then the worship will not attain that high standard. The good results of that will not be there. If after worship you do not have these feelings of love and affection for others, so then it is a questionable thing. If you go to the mosque of the non-Ahmadis, in most of the mosque, they are using very foul language against the Promised Messiah and the Jamaat. When in the mosque, when the people are using very such filthy and foul language, so what impact will it give to those worshippers who are offering the prayers behind these people who are using filthy language and foul mouthed people are? Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, what he has taught us, when you listen to such things, he says that endurance and steadfastness is a great jihad. The Jamaat should always have a patience on such matters when these things are said. When these people go to these meetings or listen to these foul language, they become very in an angry way. And this similar incident happened in India, and they were very much offended by that. So the Promised Messiah says that the Jamaat should show patience, and they should not be very harsh upon these foul language used by them, and they should not call names in reply to their calling names to us. And Allah Almighty supports those people who are patient. And I do not like that the members of my Jamaat, they should be ever attacking upon anyone else, or any, they should do anything against the etiquettes and morals. The understanding of the revelation of Allah's revelation is that we should be very forbearing. That and Allah Almighty says that he wants to see that we should do good things to those who do bad things to us, and those who do bad things against us, we should be patient. And whatever they do bad things, you just leave all those things to Allah Almighty. Then you will be reminded of Allah, and you will worship Allah Almighty, and Allah Almighty will take care of those things. And he also asked us that we should be praying for even for our enemies, and keep our heart clean of any enmity. So the standard of worship and the good results, such worship, they create the good impact of that. And the society is led to those lines which are following the Islamic teachings. So this is something which every Ahmadi should try to achieve and to create in his heart. Otherwise, simply accepting the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, to believe him the promised Messiah, will not avail them much. If you want to attain heights, then it lies in following those commandments and teachings which the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has given us. There is no doubt, and everybody who declares himself to be Ahmadi Muslim, he firmly believes in this one, and he considers the prayer as the fundamental article of faith, and Allah Almighty has also emphasized this point repeatedly, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also done the same. Some people, once they accepted Islam, and because of their professional engagements and requirements, taking excuse from there, they requested that the prayer should be, we should be excused from prayer. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that that religion in which there is no worship of Allah Almighty, that is no religion at all. So this is the importance of prayer. Every Muslim knows whether they offer the prayer or not, but they know it. But the Muslims and all those people who declare themselves to be Muslims, they should always remember this point, that how they have to offer the prayer. As I mentioned with reference to a non-Ahmadi person who met me, that these people, they offer the prayer, but still they don't know how the things are going against them. Because a large number of them, among them, is such who, despite the fact that they, despite considering the worship as a basic article of faith, but unfortunately, the impact of that worship and the good results of that are not achieved by them, because actually they are not performing it in the right way as it should be. Most of them, they are doing it as a show off. There are some those who try hard to concentrate on prayer and to achieve concentration in prayer, but still many of them, they do not understand the depth of the meaning of worship, because that spiritual fountain which Allah Almighty started to get the people have the full understanding and comprehension, the so-called leaders, religious leaders of these people, they have denied that. And we are Ahmadis today who are very fortunate that this is the spiritual fountain which is made available to us, and we are benefiting from it. The source of that is the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And now, in order to change the spiritual condition of the world, Allah Almighty, and to establish the supremacy of this last Sharia of Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty has chosen the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. In order to, the promised Messiah has guided us to how to achieve the lofty position, lofty status of our worship. There are something out of that, some I would like to mention. He said that some people, they do go to the mosque, they offer the prayer there, and other articles of faith, they also comply with that. But the help of Allah Almighty and the succor is not along with them. And in their habits and in their way of life, there is no apparent change which could indicate, which indicates that their worships are ceremonial. Because to comply with the instructions of Allah Almighty is like a seed, and the result of that should be visible in the spirit and the body of the person. If a person irrigates a land, and works very hard in sowing the seed, if after a couple of months, if there is no greenery there, if there is no greenery coming up, then he has to realize the fact that the seed is wrong. That is actually the case of the worship. If a person believes Allah Almighty to be absolutely one and offers the prayer, observes the fast, and the other commandments of Allah are there, he carries out all those commandments. But from Allah Almighty there is no special help coming. Then one has to believe that the seed he is sowing, that must be wrong. So this is the standard which Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has established, that simply through the words of mouth, through the worship, the relationship with Allah Almighty should increase, and that should be visible in one's relationship with the member of the society. Some people only pray for their own personal needs and requirements, and they say that the prayer has not been accepted. They have just taken this acceptance of prayer as the standard of the relationship to Allah. When Allah Almighty says that whatever you are going to pray, I am going to accept that. But he has also said that I am going to try you with certain losses in your person, in your wealth, and in your comforts and fruits. So these prayers should be actually for the real contentment of hearts. And Allah Almighty should give real peace of mind, peace of heart to those people. And if the steps are being taken in the right direction, and if for the sake of Allah Almighty, if we are working hard to establish peace in society, then this is also one good impact of our worship. Whether our personal prayers are accepted or not, but our relationship with Allah Almighty is strengthening. And in order to establish this thing, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam was raised, that the love of Allah Almighty and the kindness to human beings, to fellow beings, that should be created in the hearts. This was the purpose of his advent, and this is the purpose of worship. In order to achieve this, every Ahmadi should work hard for this. And they should always try to go on raising the standards of their worship. According to the Promised Messiah salatu wasalam, what should be the condition of one's prayer? He has also drawn our attention to that point, and he says that prayer is not that prayer which people offer in a ceremonial way, but that prayer is mentioned which really makes a lot of emotions in the hearts of the person, and he submits to in the worship of Allah Almighty, and his heart as if it melts away. And he said that, remember that prayer is such thing through which you can improve your worldly life and also the religious life. So these are just a few things from that big treasure of advice which Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has given us, so that we can improve the quality of our life and our religion. Nowadays, when we present the claim of the Promised Messiah salatu wasalam to the people of the world, and we declare it in front of the people in the society, that you ask us that why, despite the fact that the mosques are filled, but despite that there is lawlessness and disorder in the society, we should also at the same time look into our heart, and we should peep into ourselves, and we should be worried about our own selves, that it may not be that we are forgetting that objective which Allah Almighty has mentioned to be the purpose of our creation, and for the achievement of which we have put our hand on the hand of the under the hand of the Imam of the age, and we have made a covenant of path, and we promise that we will comply with it, we will follow that, we will be honest in that. So while I draw the attention of the members of the Jamaat in a general way, particularly I draw the attention of the workers and the people who are the office holders and the dedicators of life, the devotees of life, they should pay very serious attention to this one. If the workers, office holders and the devotees of life, if they will pay attention very sincerely and devotedly, so then While on one side we will be getting more and more people offering the prayer in the mosque, then we will also get an uplift in morality. And the Ahmadis, they would be spreading the love and peace and the care for discharging the responsibilities towards other people that will be created in society. Through the example of the office holders, the members of the Jamaat will also try to create a better change among themselves, and one gets the benefit from others. And if there is a big good change because of the good example of someone, then Allah Almighty gives the same reward to that person. Both the people will get the equal reward, the one who gives a good example and the one who creates a big good change in him. If the knowledge of someone, the knowledge of a person, or the pious and good opinion, or the high position of in religious values which he gets, that does not give anyone any benefit as a person, nor it gives any benefit to Jamaat for a very long time. If the fear of Allah Almighty and the purity of intention, with that, if he is not following offering the prayer, then all these things are simply meaningless. So Allah Almighty enable us to achieve that standard, and enable us to fulfill those high standards which the promised Messiah Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has expected from us. I would like to make a mention of Hazrat Sahibzadi Amtul Qayyum Sahiba, who has passed away a couple of days ago. Inna lillahi wa inna ilaihi raji'un. He was among the daughters of Hazrat Muslim Aud. He was number two. And she was the wife of Hazrat Sahibzada Mirza Muzaffar Ahmad Sahib. She was the daughter of Sayyid Amtul Hai Sahiba. She was born on 19th of September in 1914, and she was born in Qadian in the room of the Hazrat Amma Jan, the wife of the promised Messiah. And she had the honors in Arabic, and he served Lajna-e-Ma'illah in two separate tenures. He was the president of Lajna America. Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Salis had appointed her on the advisory committee. His representative was there for the guidance of Lajna, and for life she performed this duty. She was till the last moment, she was fully conscious and very clear vision. She was nearly 92 years old. But she was very mentally very, very active till the last moment. The very old incidents and related to Hazrat Muslim Aud, he used to remember that. She was very kind, very secretly he used to help the needy people. Many widows and orphans, she used to help them. And outside the Jamaat as well, at the national and international charities, she used to take part in those, offer sadaqat in them. Regarding the prayers, she was offering with great devotion and emotions, and normally people offer in privacy, but sometime I happened to see her, there was extreme devotion in her prayers and a very special relationship with Allah Almighty she enjoyed. Fi salatihim khashiyun, she was example of that. And she was. She always tried to keep aloof from useless things, and very modest, very humble, of very high order. And Hazrat Mirza Muzaffar Ahmad Sahib, he was in very good office in Pakistan, in the World Bank as well. And the people who visited him all the time, as he used to meet him, as he used to meet the people with the great modesty. He used to meet in very humble way. And many ladies have mentioned to me that the letters which are being received, they have mentioned that she was very pious, very humble, very modest, and she had a great sense of honor for religion. For Jamaat and for Khilafat, she had a great sense of honor, very particular of Parda. In Parda, sometimes she was that if she was not able to recognize a close member of the society, but she would observe the Parda until she was able to recognize that person. She did not have any issue of her own, but she, the son of her sister, Sahibzada Amtul Jamil, was the wife of Fateh Musab Sial. So he was adopted and gave him great love and always took care of her training and tarbiyat. And he has written to me that she used to tell us small stories in the beginning, and with reference to the Holy Prophet and the Promised Messiah, Salatu Islam, he used to guide us and tell us those stories by way of training. One thing, Zizam, my dear Zahir Ahmad, has mentioned one point regarding him, who was his sister's son and the adopted. And he has mentioned that he used to read Al-Fazl very extensively, and she has taken down the notes in many, which are going into hundreds of pages. And he had a close relationship with the Khulafa. I have seen the relationship in Khilafat Salsa, and the very respectful way of dealing. And then during the time Khalifat Masih Rabi, who was his younger brother, but because of the being a caliph, he was very humble and very respectful to him. And somebody wrote to me that the very first jalsa in Islamabad, and she was sitting in that jalsa, and after the jalsa she sent a message. Hazrat Khalifat Masih asked her to come immediately, and somebody brought the message. And before the lady could get ready, she got up immediately, and the lady on duty had to run after her. And but she was saying that be quick, because I have got a message from Hazrat Khalifat Masih Rabi to come immediately. So this was the training, and this was the training of his father, her father, Hazrat Muslim Aud Razi Allah Ta'ala Anhu, and also the example of the maternal grandfather. And as he ran to the call of the Promised Messiah immediately, so that was the way she was. She did the same. And also this relationship with me was also very special. It was, and she was my aunt. And when Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Rabi, when appointed me in Nazir Ala and Amir Mukami in Pakistan, then first time when he came from America, then I was surprised the way of her dealing with me, and I was actually getting very much ashamed of that. The respect of a Jamaat worker was such, which was very much different from any other type of relationship. And the whole attitude, the whole behavior was totally different. And this aspect of his seerat was dawned upon me at that time, how she was always full of respect and care. And after Khilafat, this relationship was further intensified. When I look at that, when I look at the timing, as I saw her in during the time of Khilafat Masih Salis and Rabi, and when I look at myself, I didn't see any change in that. The same respect, the same love, And there was not a minute difference in that one. So much love and respect was there that I many times felt very much ashamed. And when I went to America, because of Jamaat commitments, there was some difficulties. I had to stay in the mission house, very close to the mission. First, she requested that I should be staying with them, but I had to excuse that. And when I went to see her, she was overjoyed. I went to their home. She was very much happy. And because of this relationship, and all the members of the family, those whom she took care, they also had the same type of relationship. She was very fond of reading the books of the Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. Somebody told me that she had read the book seven times, each book. And Zahir Ahmed has related to me that she mentioned that she had read all the books nine times. And during the sickness, for the last 1 month, she was not feeling well. And a couple of times I happened to speak to her on phone. And before speaking on telephone, Zahir Ahmed told me that she should have something. But she was unable to eat. And after talking to me on phone, then he said that now you have talked to her, talk to him. Now you have the food. And when I saw, after a few minutes, I saw that she had already taken the food. So the reference he gave was that now you have talked to me, that now you have the food. So perhaps she was hard of hearing, so she might not have understood it properly. Because as he was in the habit of obeying, so therefore she might have understood that I have told her to have the food, so she immediately had it, because she was by nature very, very obedient. During the period of his sickness and like this of his nephew, whom he took care, and she called all of them close to them and advised them for 3 hours. And then she thanked all of us that you have been taking care of me very much. While the fact is that the service that she rendered to these children, that was not comparable to the efforts what they did to her. But anyway, that was the way how he was. She was very kind and grateful and appreciative. Allah Almighty, this young man, his wife, and all the goodness of Hazrat Sahib Zada Mirza Muzaffar Ahmad Sahib and Bibi Amtul Qayyum Sahib. So may Allah enable them to carry out the good deeds of these elders, and they may be able to continue benefit from their prayers, and the modesty and the humbleness should also be there in these children. There are certain incidents which he wrote at one time, and in Hazrat Khalifat Masih Sani in the second, he had a very close relation with her. She says that when I got married, Khalifat Masih Sani, he wrote to Mirza Muzaffar Ahmad Sahib that I have taken care of this daughter for 14 years with utmost care, and whenever and now I hand over this to her, to you, and take care of the thing, take care of this, that if she is hurt, then I won't be able to tolerate that. And so this was the example where in such families, you know, where they have some matrimonial conflicts, they should get a lesson from this noble example. And there's a good advice for everyone, and they should take care of the sentiments of the children, and they should take care of their sentiments and feelings. And she said that she used to get a letter or a message or a telegram almost every day. And one thing she has related She has mentioned about her own dream, that somebody is saying in the dream to me, Sahibzadi Amtul Quyum Sahiba says that somebody is saying to me in the dream that I have come to see your mother, and I am imploring that you, then you don't take her. And then she said, I will take instead your father. So then he said that I can accept only one thing, either your mother or your father. So you can't keep both of them. So then I was ready to give away my mother. And then this was the result of impact of that dream, that she started hugging her mother after that. And she was only 10 years at that time. Hazrat Tamajan did not know that in the beginning, that you are always hugging your mother, always sometime hug your father as well. And then Hazrat Tamajan related himself that whenever Hazrat Tamajan related this incident, she used to be full of tears. Hazrat Muslim Maud رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, when he went to Delhi, and after that the speeches on Sair Ruhani, a series of that started after whatever he saw there, and when he said loudly that I have found, at that time Hazrat Muslim Maud writes that Amtul Quyum Begum was coming behind me, and and she asked that, Father, what have you found? And then I said that, yes, I have found, but I will disclose that at Chelsea, and you can also listen to that at that time. Hazrat Muslim Maud رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ, he has written poems on the occasion of Ameen of his children. There are two verses which I recite at the moment, that so always keep in touch with Allah Almighty. That was the point mentioned there, that you always take care of your love with Allah Almighty. And this love of Allah Almighty, she always took care of this relationship after the marriage. As I said, she was full of prayer, and she was always taking care of piety. And from America, Masood Khurshid Sahib has written that 25 years ago, her wife had seen a dream that Amtul Quyum is a waliullah, is a friend of Allah. And she really had such good, noble feelings of heart, and the good deeds which he performed, they were something like that. So that was because of the fact that he was she also always acted upon the advice of his great father. May Allah continue to raise his status. And after that, I'm going to lead the janaza in absentia after the prayer. And there are there is Major Afzal Ahmed Sahib, who was son of Iqbal Ahmed Sahib, or he was martyred on 19th of June in Waziristan, South Waziristan. He got murdered. He was only 32 years. The Colonel Sahib has told that he was there in his operation. There was a bullet in his body, but he was asked to go for the operation first, but he continued to in his fight. And his father and maternal grandfather was also the companions of the Promised Messiah Salatu Wasalam. He was a very devout member of the Rawalpindi Jamaat. He was a Musi. Wife he has left behind, and one son and one, the daughter is 4 years, and son is only 1 year old. He was buried in Rabwa, and with the military honor. The officers of the military and their troop was there, they joined in the burial. These people say that the Ahmadis are enemies of Pakistan. Wherever the sacrifices are given, Ahmadis are always in the forefront. And the Prime Minister and the President, they also sent the wreath to be put on his grave. So if these are the enemies of Ahmadis are enemies of Pakistan, then first you go and take the case against the President and the Prime Minister. And there is another janaza. This person, he went for a picnic on the nearby canal near Rawa, where they were attacked by the robbers and fired at, and he was only 19 years old. He was a member of Waqf-e-Nau. He was also a Musi. Allah Almighty raised his standard as well. He was a very active member of Khudamul Ahmadiyya. Similarly, I received a news yesterday. The details are not available yet, but there are two martyrs who have been in Khalid Rashid, son of Rashid Ahmad Sahib, and Muzaffar Iqbal Sahib, son of Lal Din. So in the evening, they went outside, and when they were coming out of the car, they were fired at, and both of them, they died instantly. And those people ran away after that. Most probably, whether this is the target killing because of Ahmadiyyat, or maybe because of Punjabi or Balochi conflict is going on, it might be because of that, because there were threats. So these are the two martyrs. Yesterday, Allah Almighty raised their status and forgive them all. So the funeral, the janaza in absentia of all these people will be offered after the Jummah.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.